What I was doing in that Todd Monken reaction is the same thing that everyone's going to do to every name, which is bleh.
That's the hard part of this whole entire thing.
And so
every response is going to get, I can make sure that I criticize, that I basically go through this whole guy's career and just tear it down to the studs. Everyone we're going to talk about, we could do this
with. I would say Todd Monken is not in my top five. He's probably not in my top 10. Would you put him close to the top of your board or closer to the not list?
No, he's closer to the not list.
I'm kind of somewhere in the middle there.
But these are the type of things that we, in many ways, were asking the Browns to do, is bring in guys that weren't just automatically on Vegas's big board. And then the reality is that the guy that's going to get this job is going to get it with things said and done that we're not privy to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the reality. So Monken comes in, blows their socks off, and showcases all these different ways that he can be awesome with them offensively and all these other different things. And okay, then we're off to the races. And you then know, we got to trust these guys, which is a hard thing to do these days.
Monken was cool with drafting Shador.
Well, and I mean, really, he took
the Shador Whisperer.
That's right. I mean, Baltimore was very in on Shador Sanders, so we know Monken already likes Shador, you would imagine.
Yep.
And he's been in the building before, and really, after doing a year with Freddie Kitchens, that's like doing like 12 years at Rikers. That's a real penance.
I like the idea that they bring Todd in, and then just like, hey, Todd, what do you think about John Harbaugh? Is he available? What do you think? Have you heard about this guy?
They're doing research on Harbaugh. It's background. So what is Harbaugh? Harbaugh likes Dots pretzels. Is that right? That's what he enjoys?
Is he a Southwest guy? Is he a garlic parm guy? All the real ones know garlic parm is the real one.
If you were to visit Parma, what restaurant do you think he'd like to go to?
Is he a polka guy? Where,
like that Berea? What does he enjoy?
Sokolowski's is closed. Pierogies? What do we think about that, right?
When you guys talk, what do you talk about? What TV shows is he into?
What's he into?
Right, then they make right, a
what's his guilty pleasure?
Then they make a whole pitch based off of like Harbaugh's favorite movie characters, and then coming to the Browns.
Here's the thing. I started
was that
thinking,
weird Knicks pitch they did a few years back. The same idea. Jack knows what I'm talking about.
When they had the Soprano. When they had James Gandolfini and do like a hey Camilla with Camilla's gonna be a Nick. Hey. I don't have a good Gandolfini.
I appreciate the attempt.
You got that thing going.
What are you talking about?
He talks through his nose.
You sound like you've never watched The Sopranos ever right now.
Big P, you got him there. You got Vito with the construction worker guy.
Okay, good. Okay.
You got the pool cue and whatnot. Sure, like there's a lot of things. A lot of ins and outs.
Meadow.
His mom. Awful. A lot of people aren't willing to say that. Tony Soprano's mother.
No, that's like the understood. That's the understood part of that show.
No, people don't understand this.
She was very awful.
Oh, Mama Soprano, such a sweetheart. She's a little old lady. I'm like, guys, she's not. She's
she was ruthless. Everyone knew she was ruthless.
No. I'm the first person to say that because I'm a big Sopranos guy. The Kirk Cousins thing, just real quick, because I want to get to the Trae Young thing.
Yeah.
The Kirk Cousins thing is borderline hilarious to me. That Kirk Cousins, the whole reason this restructure that you heard in Katie's 2020 that you didn't hear about Todd Monken.
You just can't help yourself.
I can't. I'm on a generational run of subtweeting everyone.
I was the one that was rude today.
Yeah.
If it helps. Yeah.
Now I feel challenged. I must buck up and show who's the real a-hole around here.
Katie came in so proud. She's like, I did all this research on Kirk Cousins. I'm like, you should do more research on Monken being in the update.
But the whole point of the restructure is that Kirk Cousins will be cut post June 1, which allows him to sign with anyone, and it would be the funniest thing in the world. I am number one, Katie. It'd be the funniest thing in the world if the Browns signed Kirk Cousins the offseason after they fired Stefanski. Because I think if you could be truthful with Stefanski, if you could go back and put Kirk Cousins on this team in 2020 moving forward, I think Kevin thinks he might have a Super Bowl by now with Kirk Cousins.
It would be funny, too, if they'd line this up. Stefanski takes the Falcons' job, and then Kirk Cousins ends up on a different team that isn't Atlanta.
He ends up, now you know where he's going to go, right? It's not San Fran. Miami. It's going to Miami.
I thought you were going to say Pittsburgh.
Oof. It makes sense.
It's a real possibility.
Aaron Rodgers is going there. Because Aaron Rodgers is going to win a playoff game, and he's going to get the taste. He also is going to understand not enough people are talking about his imaginary wife.
Yeah, and he's just going to think about that sideline throw late in that game in the fourth quarter and be like, I can do that all the time. No, you can't, Aaron. We watched all season long. No, you can't.
216-474-0092. Todd Monken. Huh? Do we want him? Are we going to steal the Baskin Phelps bit? Do we want him?
And then do like hush whispers in the background of like, oh, I don't know. They're being very secretive about this. I think we've settled on no, but it wouldn't surprise me.
All right. I thought we had somebody here that wanted to talk about, you know what? Fred in Maple Heights, do you want Todd Monken?
Yeah, man. I don't know about that last caller, but I'm more of a facts over feelings type guy, man. And I'm thinking to myself, like, man, as long as I can remember, man, the Ravens has always been in the hunt. They start out slow. They like Pittsburgh, but they find a way to get their wheels going later on. So I don't know, but I would take Todd Monken, man. I really would. It's the Browns thing to do. Take a person you never heard of before instead of a big name. It's the Browns thing to do. Bring him, put him in there. See what he can do. If he did want Shador,
It's not we've never heard of him. He was the OC here 7 years ago.
It was a forgotten year.
I didn't know that at one point. I didn't know that. But
that's okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's not a big name, like a coach, like Harbaugh or any of the coaches' names that we can't land big name coaches to come here. So it's the Brown thing to do is to take another OC, somebody, who's been behind the scenes or whatnot, familiar face. I get that. What I really wanted to call in and ask was though, at what point do it almost feels like, was this a send-off for Myles Garrett? Do we trade him to gain more assets, more pieces? Do we trade in Njoku at some point to get more assets? It almost feels like, and I want Myles, and I want Njoku, don't get me wrong. But this team can be something, and they've shown that they can be something, especially if you put somebody else on that side of Myles Garrett. And if we can allocate some more resources for that team offensively, special teams-wise or whatnot, do you think it makes sense to do that, or would you hang on to Myles Garrett? Would you try to squeeze the most you could get out of Njoku?
Well, Fred, we'll give you the answer here, buddy.
Thank you, Fred.
We appreciate
you. Nice.
Very nice gentleman there. All right, so I cannot tell you that Myles won't be traded this offseason because I think the new head coach might have an opinion on this. And in fairness, I think Myles might have an opinion on this. If the Browns go to Myles and say, we're doing an elongated rebuild, Myles might decide that he wants to put another trade request in there. Would I seek to do it? No. No. If somebody came and offered you, 3 firsts, do you have to at least talk about it? Yes. But do I want to trade Myles? No. No. We're good. We're good.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think they want to. I don't think they will. But it's going to come up, especially if they end up going with somebody that isn't Jim Schwartz. I feel like that might be something that really gets under Myles' skin.
Yeah, and I also think if you bring in a head coach that has, for instance, Brian Flores, 3-3-5 defense.
Yeah, with a different setup. Yeah.
Now putting in Njoku in the same conversation, with love and respect, David's a free agent.
Oh, yeah, I think David's gone.
And I do think David is gone. Very similar to Wyatt Teller, very similar to, guys of that ilk. Honestly, I think Devin Bush is gone, which really bums me out because that dude,
he was great.
Really,
he was great this year.
Yeah, I mean, you were stacked pretty deep at linebackers, and so I would love to see Bush and Schlesinger again, but we'll see. But I don't think they're going to go out of their way to trade Myles, but Myles certainly can make it a conversation. 216-474-0092. Monken? Anybody? Monken? And Myles' impact in the coaching search in 5 minutes and more from you guys on 92.3 The Fan.